With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he and Congress need to address paying college athletes. And as White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports, the problem is an expensive one.
The president brought together lawmakers, coaches, college presidents, and TV executives for a White House roundtable discussion. He warned that the soaring costs of paying college athletes is harming schools, and the problem is getting worse.
So we have to save college sports and save, I believe, colleges.
The president said Congress needed to approve legislation to modify the use of name, image, and likeness contracts for students. He also said he might sign an executive order. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's time to spring forward 1 hour beginning Sunday at 2 a.m., and people hate changing clocks twice a year.
Scott Yates with Lock the Clock says he got involved in the discussion for personal reasons.
Like so many people, I was just frustrated having to change the clocks twice a year. I didn't like losing an hour of sleep in the spring.
And says he's optimistic about getting rid of the time change.
It's a terrific bipartisan issue. Nobody's going to bicker about that part. So it's just a matter of getting it done.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Indian foreign minister said today an Iranian naval vessel has docked in India. The Iris Levan is docked in the southern city of Kochi after India granted permission when the vessel reported having problems March 1st. A U.S. submarine sank the Iranian warship Iris Dana off the coast of Sri Lanka on Wednesday. President Trump will visit Dover Air Force Base in Delaware today to view the dignified transfer for six soldiers killed during the war with Iran. It's delicate for any president to watch the flag-draped transfer cases return home from overseas, a solemn event that honors the dead but shines a spotlight on the human costs of war. Ukrainian officials say at least seven people have been killed in attacks there. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington has a warning from the Trump administration.
The Department of Health and Human Services has sent a letter to all 50 states warning them they cannot take a child away from their parents because mom and dad do not support the youngster's decision to live as the opposite sex. There are isolated reports of this happening in several states, and the Trump administration wants to nip it in the bud. HHS says, quote, parents have the right to raise their children according to their religious beliefs. Michael Harrington reporting.
A German court has convicted a Syrian man of stabbing and seriously wounding a Spanish tourist at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial just over a year ago and sentenced him to 13 years in prison. The 20-year-old defendant was convicted on charges including attempted murder and attempted membership in a foreign terrorist organization. The Berlin District Court found that he traveled from Leipzig to Berlin on February 21, 2025 to carry out an attack in the name of ISIS. This is SRN News. The former coach of the University of Michigan Wolverines has reached a plea deal with prosecutors in a case that has drawn quite high interest. We hear more on the story from correspondent Jennifer King.
In Ann Arbor, former Michigan football coach Sharon Moore has accepted a deal, pleading no contest to two misdemeanor charges, trespassing and malicious use of a telecom device in a domestic relationship. In exchange, three more serious charges, including felony home invasion, were dropped. Ellen Michaels is Moore's attorney.
Mr. Moore is pleased to put this behind him and move forward.
The case stemmed from a confrontation after Moore was terminated. The university said there was credible evidence the Wolverines head coach had engaged in an inappropriate relationship with his executive assistant. Moore was arrested when he confronted the woman in her apartment and she called 911. I'm Jennifer King.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.